In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. So Inclusion 101, the future founders of tech are about to get schooled on diversity. It's been a trying time for the tech world. Enter Stanford University's School of Business with a new 10-week course, the first of its kind, that's trying to help would-be entrepreneurs create a more conscientious company. Here with the very latest is The Wall Street Journal's Kelsey G joining us in studio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So past missteps are serving as the basis of some new fresh lessons at Stanford. Let's talk about those missteps first. How did the tech industry get to a place where it needs to get schooled on diversity? Is there work culture in Silicon Valley that's lending itself to this as of late?
It's a really good question. I think the tech industry, more than some others, has been under the microscope in the past year or so because there have been some pretty high-profile scandals. I mean, everything with Uber in the past year. There's a probe into how Google and how Facebook pay its workers, alleging that there is some discrimination or some discriminatory practices that underpay some workers, overpay maybe others. We just don't see that same sort of like cluster of events. You know, we haven't seen it elsewhere in other industries. Maybe it has something to do with the work culture in tech, but maybe, you know, it also has something to do with the fact that as employers, companies like Google and Apple and Facebook have really been, vaunted as these exceptional employers that are really striving to create workplaces which are fair, but also there's this idea of like the meritocracy as well being, you know, sort of reigning supreme in terms of how folks are treated. And so I think what makes it feel particularly notable when there are missteps like this, is that sort of discrepancy between like tech's ideals and like the actual, you know, experience of workers.
Right. As such, there's this course at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business that aims to maybe tackle some of these issues. How will it aim to teach entrepreneurs to create more conscientious companies?
Yeah, so this is a new class. It was offered this past spring in a condensed form. It was like 2 weeks, and it's going to be launched next spring in its full in a full 10-week quarter. And it's being led by a pretty prominent female venture capital investor named Fern Mandelbaum. And she co-taught it this past spring with someone else who's a pretty familiar name in the tech sector, Joelle Emerson, who's a diversity consultant. She's worked with companies like Pinterest and a few other notable names on really figuring out how to build inclusive workplaces. And so some of those same lessons that tech companies have experienced firsthand in the past few months are really being taught now in the classroom to, you know, Stanford's business school is really notable for being kind of a breeding ground for like new tech startups. So many students there go to Stanford, you know, specifically because it's in the Silicon Valley. You know, they get lots of face time with investors. They meet potential co-founders there. And so they've really also gotten a front row seat at, you know, some of tech's missteps in the past year. You know, some of these same people who have been criticized for, you know, being at the helm of workplaces which aren't fair or, you know, aren't fair to certain, you know, segments of their workforces have been on campus, you know, speaking, leading workshops, things like that. And so it's, I mean, it was really just like a perfect storm of like, how could there be a more perfect class, you know, like right now in this place where so many people, you know, who would be signing up for this class, you know, could then immediately take these lessons and build them into, you know, the startups that they're currently working on or that they will soon be joining. You know, really just looking at some best practices now that there is you know, a critical body of companies that have tried out some of these experiments to improve diversity and inclusion.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Kelsey G about the current work culture in Silicon Valley. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. So do you think it's safe to say that there has been a turning point, that the shift is already underway and that being conscientious is now going to have to be part of a company's makeup to a certain extent? Silicon Valley has always had this aggressive at all costs MO. It's clearly backfired. Is this a new era and is what Stanford doing maybe part of that?
I think so. I think really the fact that we've seen diversity reports come out of some of these tech companies for the past like 4 or 5 years and that those numbers haven't really budged. I mean, I think everyone's sort of scratching their head after some of the events of the past year, wondering, like, we've been paying attention to diversity for, you know, the past few years.
Right.
How is it so bad still?
Right.
And, you know, I think Fern really is touching on this point that folks are really sensitive to, because it has been such an emotional roller coaster in the past year. You know, inclusion and diversity needs to be baked into, you know, every part of what, you know, how companies treat its employees, how they think about product, you know, from the very beginning. And I think that's really being encouraged as well by the venture community. A lot of investors are realizing, you know, we can't have an HR person come on board when we're like 10,000 employees deep, you know,
like
it has to be something that we're mindful of in the very beginning when we're just, you know, sort of cultivating our CEOs, you know, and really guiding startups right now, you know, to be more mindful of that stuff in the beginning.
Yeah, it does seem like we're currently seeing this wave of change. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey G, very interesting. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wrapping up the Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.